Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about a gift that you can give to someone or many folks that might just actually save a life this Christmas season. Katie Marshall is with us this morning. Katie is with the American Red Cross. We're going to talk a little bit about blood drives here in the area. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for featuring the Red Cross this time of year.
Well, absolutely. So many folks are looking for gift ideas for friends and relatives and loved ones, people that they know. But just a little bit of time could give a gift to some folks that they maybe aren't acquainted with that might save a life or two or more.
Absolutely. The gift of blood donation is really invaluable. There's no other replacement for the gift that you are giving. Just a little bit of your time. It takes about an hour, and only 10 minutes of that is actually the blood donation. The other 50 minutes are getting you registered and taking you through a little bit of a health history. So there's a benefit to you as the donor, too. And then making sure that we're getting some snacks from you so you're healthy before you go. But that hour can help save up to 3 lives. And like you said, it could be someone that's a total stranger to you. You could be impacting lives in a way that you never know. And who knows, too, it could end up at your local hospital helping someone that's very close to you as well. So it really can make an incredible difference.
Well, when we think about the Christmas season and you think about giving blood through the Red Cross, it really should go hand in hand with the whole spirit of the season.
Absolutely. And oftentimes there's so many things that get in the way that make that not really a reality. We are so busy shopping and trying to make sure that we get presents under the tree for our own family and friends. And our schools are out of session for a long period of time, and that's where so many of our blood donations come from, both high schools and colleges. And people are traveling, generally just out of their routine. So there's so many things that are going on that can get in the way of regular blood donors being able to come in. So we just do make a special appeal to anyone who maybe is a regular donor, maybe someone who hasn't been back in a while, or maybe it's your first time and you really want to just give it a shot and give something that really means something. What a fantastic time of year to be able to say that you've done that for the first time.
Well, I understand that it's always difficult. You're working into other people's schedules to try to get these blood donations, but isn't it kind of encouraging to the Red Cross to see that it's not just community blood drives anymore, that, as you mentioned, there are schools that hold blood drives, there are businesses that do that. There are a lot of opportunities.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredibly encouraging, too, and the turnout that we see at these is sometimes so exciting. We always like to see a blood drive be very successful. And those high schools, like you mentioned, we get so many young new donors who, you know, at 16 years old, you're wondering, how can I make a bigger difference in my community, in the world in general? And what a fantastic way to be able to do that, to be able to go home from school that day and say, hey, I helped save 3 lives and hopefully started a lifelong habit. So a fantastic education to learn about the blood donation process when you're just 16 years old, and what a difference you're making at that age.
Well, and we understand that it's the holiday season, as you mentioned. People are busy, they're rushing, doing all the things that they need to do to get ready for the big holiday run here not too far down the road. But, you know, people have excuses all year long when it comes to, you know, why they don't maybe stop in to give blood. It's really just making it a priority in your life, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Like we said, it's just that hour of time. And I had one donor earlier this week, it was actually a high schooler, that said, how often do we waste an hour of our time? And when you really think about that, it probably is quite often that we can just pass an hour very quickly watching TV or doing whatever we need to do. But if we can give that hour of time to help save lives, it's really quite amazing. One of the biggest reasons that we hear people are not coming in to donate blood is getting over that fear of needles. It's very real for many people. But oftentimes after people take that shot for the very first time, then it's easy as that. And I've heard so many donors say, hey, if I can deal with that one little prick and I can donate for 10 minutes, it's well worth it if I can help extend the life of somebody else.
It's not so bad. It's not so bad at all.
It's not so bad. And there's several tricks and tips to get over it. Just the whole idea of distracting yourself, bringing a friend along is a fantastic way. So, and just remembering at the core of it, you're helping save lives. And one of the best distractions that there is right now is the Red Cross launched a blood donor app earlier this fall, and one of the fun features that comes on that app is a selfie section. So you can always take a selfie on your phone, right? You can take a picture of yourself, and that's one thing that we encourage people to do when they're donating blood. Let your friends and family know that you made the sacrifice and encourage them to do the same. But one of the fun parts about the app feature is that there's different frames customize your selfie and say, hey, I donated blood and I got a cookie, or I donated blood even though I'm scared of needles. There's several different things that you can frame yourself with that app. And the app is so user-friendly on many other levels, too. You can look for donation opportunities in your area. You can set your appointment right there. One thing that many of our regular donors have absolutely fallen in love with is you can keep track of your donations, how much you've given over a lifetime, and then you can follow your blood. Where did it end up going after I donated? How exciting is that? You can also get special alerts on your phone when your blood type in particular is in high demand, is definitely needed. So there's so many great features to this, and it's been downloaded tens of thousands of times already, and we've seen more than 30,000 appointments made on this app. So I'm sorry I could go on and on about it, but I really am excited about it, and it's something that I use regularly myself.
The Red Cross goes high tech. Who knew?
And it's not our only app. We have them for tornadoes. We have them for first aid. And most all of them, including the blood donor app, are totally free. So I would definitely check that out. Just a fun little feature to play with. And absolutely, it's the power to save a life right there in the palm of your hand.
Well, and if you want to keep in touch with folks, what a better way to do it? They have that cell phone right there in their pocket. You're always visible and right there, and it sure helps with the message getting out and getting them the information they need when it's convenient for them.
Absolutely. And that's important that we meet people where they're at, especially as we're talking about our lives are really busy, especially this time of year. So we want to make things as convenient as possible. We want to make sure that there are opportunities for you to come in when you can. And we do. Just ask that you take that extra little bit of time and help make a difference with us this year.
Absolutely. Well, we don't have the app in front of us right now, so let's go ahead and tell folks a little bit about where they can go. I know you've had a lot of blood drives here because the winter season is always a difficult season. People have the sniffles, and we have issues with sickness and stuff in addition to our busy lives and the holidays. So, you know, we need to get as many folks out of these blood drives as we can.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you bring that up. If you are feeling not very well, if you have the flu or any kind of cold, hold off on your blood donation for a little while. We want to make sure that you're feeling well. We don't want to make sure that you're compromising your health anymore to get other people healthy. So take care of yourself first, but then definitely come back in when you're feeling better. So we have several opportunities coming up. Just today, actually, we're very excited. In Corning, Anita, and Stanton, we have blood drives going on today. So you'll definitely want to check those out if you have an hour of your time to give. Coming up on Saturday in Avoca, we have one. Next Tuesday in Atlantic. Also next week in Red Oak and Greenfield. So huge opportunities coming all around the region. So not too much of an excuse to not be able to find a blood drive to go to.
No. And if folks haven't given blood before but have always maybe thought about starting at some point, you know, today is always the best day to start. But you don't necessarily even have to make appointments. They do appreciate those, but you know what? If you just kind of stay away from the key times, like lunchtime or dinner time when people are just getting off work and have a little bit of free time, if you go in the middle times, if you just walk in, they can usually accommodate you pretty quickly.
Exactly, yes. And even during those peak times, we'll accommodate you. It might be a little bit more of a wait, but you must be a blood donation pro because those are the times we would really encourage people to come, in those in-between times, those mid-morning or middle of the afternoon types of times. And especially if you're a first-timer, to go when it's maybe a little bit calmer is makes it a little bit easier. And that one-on-one attention that you have with the phlebotomist is very, very nice. We have some fantastic staff. I was a nervous first-time donor myself, and it helps so much to just be upfront with them. They walked me through it, and I'm a regular donor now, and I'm proud to say that it gets easier every single time.
Well, and you see a lot of familiar faces there, too. It's not like you're going to be there all by yourself. There are a lot of folks that come in each and every time, a lot of times on the same schedule. They're in about the same time. So if you go at the same time, you're probably going to see those same people over and over and over again.
Absolutely. You can donate every 56 days. So, and most of our blood drives are scheduled to land about every 56 days. So we definitely do have those regulars. But we need to make sure that we're always recruiting new donors as well. The shelf life of blood is only 42 days, so this is not something that we can just bank up and keep forever. There's a constant need, and we constantly need to be replenishing it. So we want to make sure that we're doing that. I've met several families recently whose young children have gone through a cancer battle and were in the hospital on Christmas. One was in the hospital last Christmas, one the year before, and they were receiving blood products actually on Christmas Day. So to think about that, to think about these families that really have a great need for it, especially those young kids. I mean, we don't want them to have to sit around and wait for blood. We want to make sure that it's available right there when they need it, help them get back on the path to being healthy.
Well, we hear that popular phrase these days about paying it forward. And just think, at some point, you could be the person sitting there needing blood. Aren't you happy that someone took the time to donate so that you have it when you need it? Maybe you could be on the other end of that right now and help someone else in need.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. What a great gift to give.
You bet. Well, Katie, thanks again so much. Most everyone can give blood. There are some issues here and there with some folks, but they'll do the screenings when you get there and find out for sure if you're eligible to be able to give blood that day. So make the time. Stop in, check that schedule, download that app, and see if maybe you can help out giving someone the gift of life. Katie Marshall, again, thanks so much. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you so much for getting the word out about these very important blood drives.